Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Onoyanta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Nursing a bit of a cold, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Well, coming out of your area, a major art collector, especially when it comes to the Fenimore Museum, has passed away. There's an obit now, and
sure.
You have that story this morning.
Yes. Well, a pretty remarkable guy died here last week, David, and we revisited his contribution in this week's newspapers. Eugene Thaw, he was 90, was one of the foremost art dealers and collectors in the country. He specialized in old masters, Rembrandt in particular, and at the other end, Jackson Pollock. 30 years ago, he and wife Claire, they had homes in Manhattan and Cherry Valley, bought a home in Santa Fe. He fell in love with the Native American art he saw in the markets there. He read all he could about it. He visited experts at Key Western museums, and he collected more than 1,000 items. In the early 1990s, at an opera luncheon, locally, Gene Thaw approached Gib Vincent, then Fenimore Art Museum director, and asked, "Would you be interested in my Native American collection?" Well, of course, Gib jumped at the idea. To make a long story short, Jane Forbes Clark, Cooperstown's benefactress, and we've talked about her here before, agreed to a multi-million-dollar expansion of the museum, digging out the hillside underneath the Fenimore and creating a terrific state-of-the-art gallery that opens up onto Otsego Lake. A lot of folks listening to us have visited, I'm sure. Jane's grandfather, Stephen C. Clark, he also founded the Hall of Fame, had put together one of the top two or three best collections of American primitives at the Fenimore. It's great stuff, and it reflects the story of upstate New York and New England. But of course, it's white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, which doesn't have much cachet these days, given the multicultural twist of the times. The Eugene and Claire Thaw collection of Native American art opened up a whole new possibilities for the Fenimore, which Gibbs' successor, Paul D'Ambrosio, has continued to develop. Exhibits from the Thaw collection have been shown in Paris and across the U.S. As it happens, an exhibit opened at the Met in September, and the New York Times critic was giddy about it. "Stunning," he said. "Everything is a high point." Gibb believes Native American art and American primitives are complementary, created by people who lived at the same time and sometimes in proximity. I like that way of thinking about it. Once, Gene was talking to Paul D'Ambrosio about art created by tribes in the Asian steppes. Paul was a little surprised. "How does this relate to your interest?" he asked. He was thinking old masters. Thaw said, "These are the tribes that became the nations of Europe." Paul told me, every sentence from him took that grand vision. He knew that Native North Americans had an artistic tradition that needed to be preserved and celebrated. Our piece, of course, focused on what Gene Thaw did for the Fenimore in the Cooperstown area, but he gave Rembrandt drawings to the Morgan Library and old masters to the Frick. His generosity had a national scope. He was also sort of the Horatio Alger of art collecting. He was from a modest background and made his way in a highbrow, big money business. If people want to know more, check out his obituary in the New York Times. And of course, come and see the Thaw collection here.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Onoyanta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and other stories. Jim, as usual, thanks for an interesting story today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David.